time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again with Fred Malone. And, well, Fred, we got rid of the terribly stifling hot days.
Yeah, it's a little more pleasant. Yeah. I hope it lasts, really. It's nice to be to give the air conditioning a break, you know, from all that time that it ran practically all the time. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I think we've kind of covered Marion County Historical Society quite a bit, so, and a couple of things I wanted to talk about otherwise. Wanted to mention what's going on over at Malabar. It's been pretty warm over there, too. We just had our fourth annual car show this past Sunday on the 28th, and that was very well attended. And it was pretty close to 90 over there that day. And I appeared as Groucho Marx, and I got to tell you, my shirt and so forth was soaking wet by the time the day was over with. Boy. But we had a nice big crowd. Coming up on the 3rd of August, which is, of course, you know, this Saturday, if you're not inclined to come up to the museum here in Marion and check us out, if you happen to be over in the Richland County area, Kids Farm Fun Day and Fishing Derby is taking place at Malabar on the 3rd. And that's 10 to noon for the fun day, and then 1 to 3 is the fishing derby. Children have a chance to learn about agriculture with some hands-on activities and some children's games. And then from 1 to 3, we're going to have the fishing derby, and we will provide fishing poles, so you don't even have to bring a pole. Yeah, kids don't have to bring a pole.
Okay, good morning, caller. Caller, go ahead.
Is this Terry?
No, this is Charlie. Who are you calling?
Terry Tackett, I think it is.
No, Terry isn't here.
Well, this was the phone number to give me to contact you. Do you have a phone number I can contact you?
Well, that's the phone number you got is the radio station where Terry is a lot of times. He's not here this morning. So you might try calling later. Thank you.
People don't get it. They just don't get it.
Right.
So anyway, kids don't have to bring their own fishing pole. They can if they want to, but we'll have fishing poles available. And there's also concessions there. If you get hungry, you can buy a hot dog or whatever. And it is actually a free event with the exception for the concessions, obviously. If we're selling hot dogs, the foundation's selling hot dogs and sandwiches and pop and water, that will be a cost for that. But the actual fishing derby and the fun day is for free. Then also that same day, only in the evening from 7 to 9, is our August Barn Dance. And, of course, the Barn Dance is a continuing Brumfield tradition that has square and round dancing and live dancing with live music and a caller. Food concessions also are available, and that's a $1 donation at the door, very cheap for a lot of fun entertainment. And that's actually for anybody. We've had kids there in mommy and daddy's arms, and we've had people there in their 90s. So we get a nice assortment of folks. And usually our crowd will run anywhere from 250 to 350 people for those barn dances.
Well, that's a lot, yeah.
It is. So come and enjoy that if you're looking for an old-fashioned barn dance. And, of course, you may or may not know, the listeners may or may not know. In fact, I saw it on Channel 6 this morning on the Columbus Good Morning Columbus show. This is the 25th anniversary of the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yes.
25 years ago.
With a girl that was in that movie.
There were over 1,000 extras hired from the Mansfield, Upper Sandusky area to be in that movie. Right. So there's a lot of people participated there. But you can join us in continuing a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Shawshank Redemption. You can check at malabar.org for more information about events happening at the park, but I will mention that there were a couple of scenes filmed at Malabar.
That's right. Where were those scenes
up
filmed?
At the up where we call the Sugar Bush, up where the Sugar Shack is, where we have the annual Maple Syrup Festival. The Pew Cabin is located up there, and the Pew Cabin is the scene in the movie where he is sitting in the car trying to load the 38 revolver so he can go in the cabin and shoot the lover and his wife. His wife's having an affair with the golf pro, and they're actually having their affair in the Pew Cabin while he's sitting in the driveway trying to load the gun. So that scene was filmed there. And then right across the road from the farm is where the big tree used to stand, where Morgan Freeman walked up the rock wall and found the box that contained the letter from Andy Dufresne telling him to meet him, you know, in Mexico. Unfortunately, the tree is gone. It was struck by a straight-line wind a number of years ago and took half of it down, and then the other half died and was finally cut down last summer. So the tree is not there, but there is a sign there that tells you where it was. And, of course, in downtown Mansfield, there are a number of sites. And, of course, the old reformatory was where all the prison scenes were filmed. So that's all part of that that Shawshank Trail. That they call, but that's taking place August the 16th through the 18th. So that's a little bit later on this month.
Yeah, it's going to draw a lot of people.
It will draw a lot of people. And right in the middle of that Shawshank anniversary celebration is the August Night Haunt at Malabar Farm. And there you can explore the paranormal while exploring and listening about murders and cemeteries and haunted houses. You can have hot dogs and s'mores and share stories around the campfire. And then we end the night with a lights-out tour of the big house. Pre-registration is required for that, so you need to call 419-892-2784, 419-892-2784, or go to malabarfarm.org and check out the website for Night Haunt. So if you have an interest in the paranormal, there are some paranormal activities that have occurred in the big house and some of the surrounding properties there. And so this is like a four-hour tour of that. We usually have the folks from the Ohio Paranormal Association there sharing what they've discovered in the big house and so forth. And it's $30 per person, and we limit it to 30 people. So if you're interested, they usually go pretty quickly. So I would check that out right away. And then at the end of the month, during we're having a barn-raising 25th anniversary. Believe it or not, Charlie, it's been 25 years since the big barn was struck by lightning and burnt to the ground.
Boy, it seems like it was just
1994.
Really?
Yeah, 1994.
Wow.
So this year marks the 21st anniversary of the barn raising. So we're having a special barn dance that Saturday night of that weekend. And it'll be just like the regular dance, but it's a celebration of the recreation of the barn. And, of course, the original barn was built when Louis built the big house back in 1939, 1940. And then in 94, it was... well, actually, Labor Day 93, struck by lightning and burnt. And then the Timber Framers of America came in the weekend, over Labor Day weekend of 94, and rebuilt the barn. Yeah. On the same location, the same design, same foundation. And, in fact, the beams that could be saved from the original barn were saved and used in the recreation.
No kidding.
So there are still some of the original parts of the barn in there.
So what is the barn used for?
Well, primarily, the upstairs floor of the barn is used for the barn dances, obviously, and for a lot of weddings. We have a lot of weddings in the barn, yeah.
Okay.
And we have conferences are held in the barn. There's lectures held in the barn. We've had bat programs held in the barn. The Archaeological Society of Ohio has held meetings and groupings in there where they have people will have displays of their finds, their field finds. And then, of course, down below the barn, it's still a working barn, we have animals. In fact, right now we got a couple pigs down there. We've got some sheep down there, some goats. And then the working farm is where the barn is with the cattle that we raise. Okay. So, but the barn is actively used as a barn. It's a bank barn. And we do keep some livestock up there. So
interesting, yeah. But, good old bank barn, German
origin. Oh, you can't beat it. Yeah, you can't beat it. And, of course, speaking of weddings, that's not the only place on the property that we have weddings. A lot of people like to get married up in the Sugar Bush. A lot of people like to get married up on top of Mount Geez, which is the highest place in Richland County. Yeah, that's a very popular spot. And we do, on occasion, let people marry inside the big house in the same spot that Bogie and Bacall were married in. However, they have to limit their wedding party to no more than 25 people. So that sometimes discourages folks from having them in the house because we just can't allow more than that in that foyer. But, of course, my wife and I were married there in that same location.
Is that right?
That Bogie and Bacall were married in, right? Yep, yep. We had a small wedding there.
No wonder you got such a attachment.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great love for the place. But a lot of people like getting married in the barn, believe it or not. Hmm. Yep. And they can have their reception right there. And
Sounds great.
Yep. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So that's what's happening at Malabar during the month of August. So if you're so inclined, stop to one of those events, or if you just want to stop over and hike one of our many trails, or if you have horses, we have a lot of equestrian trails over at Malabar throughout the property. A lot of people will bring their horse trailers over. We have a staging area back behind the big house is Brumfield Road. And if you go behind the big house up Brumfield Road, there's a staging area back there where you can leave your trailer and unload your horses.
Oh, really?
And hop right on one of the bridle trails. And there's, oh, my gosh, 20 miles or better of bridle trails.
Oh, that's good
that
to
you
hear.
Can ride through there.
Oh, great.
And, of course, people hike the bridle trails, too. You know, you just got to watch where you're stepping.
Right.
But we also have some people trails, too. There's the Jungle Brook Trail, which is one of my favorites. That's down on the lower part of the farm, kind of close to where the Malabar Inn is. And then there's the Doris Duke Trail, which goes up through all the outcroppings in the rocks and through the Doris Duke Woods and as well. I might mention, too, Charlie, for those people that may or may not know, the Malabar Inn restaurant has been closed since December 31st of last year. Right. The people that were running the inn apparently were not making enough money or weren't running it properly or whatever. It seemed like it was always busy every time I went over there. But anyway, they closed it up December 31st. So in the meantime, the state sent all of its people in, and they've gone completely over the building, brought everything up to code. Everything's been thoroughly cleaned, and they hope to have a new lessee in there by the end of the year, so that at least maybe by Christmas or at least by January the 1st, they'll be open for business again. And they're planning on trying to lease it to a concern for 10 years so that we guarantee it. But it will be a restaurant again. For those people that miss the Malabar Inn or the Malabar Farm restaurant, it will be a restaurant again. But just have to bear with us until everything is completely done on the inside and outside of the property, and we get a new person to operate the restaurant.
Sounds good.
Such a, of course, you know, the state these days, the state doesn't operate any of the state park restaurants and facilities.
Okay. We're going to break here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with
Hey, more. Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with Fred Malone, and I welcome your call, too. Incidentally, I've got three pairs of tickets to tomorrow night's entertainment at the State Fair. That's the SOS Band tomorrow night. I've got three pairs of tickets, and all you got to do is give me a buzz.
Yeah, free for the caller.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. No, 740-383-9944. Okay, it's 11:32 Eastern Standard Time, and Fred Malone is with us.
Yeah, there's a call.
Oh, hey, let's see. Okay, caller, are you there?
Well, I'm here, but I've been accused of not being all there. It's 11:30. You're going to the break, aren't you?
A what now?
Just came off of one.
You just came off a break?
Yep, okay. We did.
Clock on the range is 2 minutes late, I guess. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Obviously, I didn't call you because we didn't end up going to the museum. My in-laws had some health issues and had to postpone it again. So don't have another date yet set, but you're welcome.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Charlie, can I give a quick plug?
Sure.
Go ahead.
For the fly-in, tickets are now available for the Wings and Wheels reception for the commemorative Air Force Squadron, Red Tail Squadron, and our guest, along with that squadron, will be Dr. Harold Brown, one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen. And that will be Friday the 13th.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's a $50 donation. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 at Hangar 12 at the airport. And people will get to be able, they'll go up, walk through, look, touch, etc. The two Osprey, the Black Hawk medevac helicopter. Weather permitting, they will be here. They should be able to be here. They're military aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And the P-51 Model C Mustang, along with the mobile theater. So there are only 150 tickets available. So you'll be able comfortably to look at these exhibits, go through the theater, and get up close and personal with all of the aircraft that are out there.
Is what's the hours again, Terry?
The reception is from 4:30 to 6:30.
4:30 to 6:30.
Now, the Red Tail Squadron will have their mobile theater up and operational Wednesday and Thursday at the airport. The times would be approximately 9 in the morning until noon, or wait, 9 in the morning until 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 4:30 to 8:30. So if there are schools planning on bringing students out, etc., it's open and available during those times. And those times will be posted on our website and Facebook. So the website, wingswheelsmarion.org. And Friday, the public won't have access to that mobile theater or the P-51 or just the airport because we're setting up for that Saturday.
Oh, yes.
And we also, a lot of people know, I didn't really know who this was, Cameron Fontana from Channel 6.
Yeah, right.
Will be up here Friday the 13th
from
7 to 10 doing 6 2-minute segments.
Yeah, live broadcasts.
That's right, right. Live mm-hmm. broadcast.
Yep. Yep.
And that's going to really get us a lot of...
Oh, yeah, that'll get a lot of publicity. Right.
In
yep.
Columbus.
Yep.
And, but I'd like to encourage people, get your tickets. We started with 150. We're down to 130 right now.
Are there refreshments, too, involved with that?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Okay.
There will be refreshments,
okay.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
And it should... And Dr. Brown will have a 15-minute documentary to look at. We'll see that. We will see, we'll have questions and answers. And then after that, there will be a drawing. One lucky soul out of 150 will get a flight in the P-51.
Ooh.
And if you were to buy that flight yourself, that would cost you $2,000.
Yep, I can believe it. Hey, we'll, Will Dr. Brown have any copies of his book available?
He's going to be bringing books.
Good, good.
Yeah. So I suggested he bring at least a couple dozen books.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure there'll be some interest in that. I want one, and I just have not been able to find one. So I'm, and of course, if he's there, you probably can get it signed. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
And, for folks out there, if you have an auction coming up in the future, it might behoove you to come out, get a book, either Friday at the reception or Saturday, get a book, have him autograph it and that, right, and auction it at your next charity event.
How old is he now, Terry?
94.
Yeah.
Yep, and from talking with his wife, he has a quite a bit of a following.
Oh, I bet
so. We're hoping we can get a lot of people from Columbus. We, you know, this is, if Mother Nature cooperates, this is probably going to be our biggest event yet.
Oh, that's good.
And it's our fifth anniversary.
That's good. Now, he still lives up in the Marblehead area, right?
Yeah, Fort Clinton area,
right.
Marble.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know exactly where, but yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And they'll be driving down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We going to send a plane up to pick them up. And she said, "No, we drive to Florida every year."
Yeah, I think his wife's younger than he is. I remember there was a big article I read about him, in a magazine here a year or two ago. And he was an educator, if I remember correctly, right?
He's from Columbus.
Yeah.
And anyway, she's familiar with Marion, and they
good.
Know where we are. And,
good.
It should be a great event.
Sounds
on
good.
On our website, you will find a form to fill out for your donation for the reception, and we're going to have some really good food there. Hors d'oeuvres. Someone said they're heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
So bring a strong arm.
Yeah, there you go.
And
and no paper plates. You got to have a plastic plate.
Oh, Chinette. Probably.
Chinette. Yeah.
But
sounds good.
I was going to say something. I can't remember what it was, but it's going to be a really good. A good event, and a 1 out of 150 chance of getting a flight in really a historical aircraft.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I've been told this flight is a good 30 minutes. You're not just going
just
and
up and down, yeah.
Uh-huh. You're going to be up, and you're going to be able to see Marion County in something that people would be so envious of you.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So
sounds good.
And you can get the tickets from our website, fill out the form, and someone will be in touch, and we'll figure out how to connect with you to get the tickets to you. But again, limited to only 150 tickets. 20 of them are already gone. We're down to 130. So hurry up and get your tickets and come in and have a great time at this year's fly-in.
Sounds good.
Okay, Terry.
All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Talk to you soon.
So, yeah. Can you imagine a half-hour flight in a P-51?
No. I haven't had my flight in the Avenger yet, and a couple of times I've been scheduled to go up, and the weather's been bad, and I haven't been able to go up. And so I'm still excited about going in. I'm excited, but then I also get a little anxiety, too.
Well, yeah.
You know, an Avenger that's been totally, it's been totally rebuilt. You're talking about a plane that was active during World War II.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of that, Fred, a bomb went off in Germany, and they dug one up, too, and defused it. Now, what I would love to know, were those bombs made in Marion?
Could have been. Could very well have been.
Well.
Yeah.
And
could very well have been.
I just wonder if the bombs that were made here were shipped mainly to Europe.
Well, I'm sure we've got records of that at the museum. I bet we do. You know, we have a couple of the containers that those bombs were shipped in.
Oh, okay.
You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Over in the military room.
Okay.
And, of course, they served a dual purpose when they were sent back to the States. They were sent back with bodies in them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So. But, yeah, I would love to know. I haven't read, even though I was president when we gave the money for the Mosiers to write that book.
Mm-hmm.
I've not read the book, and I don't know if there's any reference in there.
I've read bits and pieces of it, but it's quite possible that there might be some indication of where they were sent. So it'd be interesting to find out.
I would think, that would be another thing about the Marion area if we could all just find out
yeah.
what more we contributed
yeah.
to the war effort.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time when I come, I want to talk about Marion's contribution to the Civil War. There was a book that was written back in 2003 called Buckeye Blood, and it's all about the people that – well, it's all about the Battle of Gettysburg and Ohio's participation in the Battle of Gettysburg. And Ohio had a tremendous participation, and a lot of those people came from Marion.
Wow.
So next time when I come on, I want to talk about that. And the reason I'm kind of getting a little bit excited about that is I'm going to make a trip to Gettysburg next year and spend a week over there and concentrate primarily on people from Ohio that participated there.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about next time when I come. But so anyway, that's what's going on at Malabar. A couple things happening up at Mohawk right now. Of course, the museum is open. Excuse me, is open through the summer now on Saturdays from 10 to 2. So if you've never been up there, why, you might want to stop. It's a little disheveled right now because we're building our new building.
Well, how's it coming along?
It's proceeding. I haven't been up for about a month. Last time I was up, they were just getting the ground ready. And I haven't talked to Kim in the last few weeks to find out how they're coming, but it's proceeding. Hope to have it done by fall. So we do have some things moved around in the museum because they're cutting a hole in the north side of our north building to be able to join the new building. And the new building actually will have a false front on it. When I say a false front, it's going to look like an old livery stable on the front of it, and that we won't be taking people through there, but we'll be able to raise that front like a big garage door so that we can take big pieces in and out.
Right. What a great idea. All right.
Make it accessible for us. Yeah. So the actual entrance from the north building, because we have a south building and a north building that are joined by an opening, so then the furthest north building, the new building, then will join to the original north building by a walkway through. So we've had to move a lot of stuff around in order to accomplish all that. But come along well. We do have a program coming up on Thursday, August the 15th, up at the Millmore Town Hall, or the Stoner-Pittman Auditorium, as we like to affectionately call it, because of a couple of our previous members of the Historical Society that are not with us anymore. But that's, of course, the old Opera House in Millmore. This group is called the Old Time Duo, and they're a husband and wife team that have been performing, playing, and teaching stringed instruments for over 30 years. Joe Steiner has performed professionally in bands such as the Old Peculiar String Band, the County Line Power Company, Uncle Buster's, and Cheyenne, among others. And he teaches at many workshops and festivals yearly. And then his wife, who was a Cooper writer, and weren't there Cooper writers over around Bucyrus?
Yes, indeed.
Thought so. She might be a part of that Cooper writer family.
Right.
Her first name is Chris. She fell in love with the hammered dulcimer back in 1997 and has been reforming and teaching the hammered dulcimer ever since then. Chris and Joe have both been regular scheduled workshop leaders at festivals such as the Buckeye Dulcimer Festival, Chestnut Ridge Dulcimer Festival, the Harmony Harvest, the Tri-State Bluegrass Festival, which is very well attended, a very popular event, and other, you know, festivals and so forth. And they're really excited about coming to Melbourne and sharing
Scott,
their music
did you know
with us.
The Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with Fred Malone.
So anyway, Charlie, Joe and Chris Steiner will be performing this concert on Thursday, August the 15th at 7 o'clock up at the Melmore Town Hall. And again, as all events that the Mohawk Historical Society put on, they are totally free.
Wow.
They are absolutely totally free. Sometimes, you know, we suggest that you get there early so that you can secure a good seat. There are downstairs and upstairs seat in the old opera house, so there's not a bad seat in the house. And we do have new seats, by the way. We
really?
Did put in new seats in there, and we have new air conditioning, so it's nice and cool in there. We put new windows in. So anyway, it's a free event. Come and hear some good old-time music on the dulcimer and the banjo. And Chris is considered to be the local expert on banjo jokes. And, of course, Joe plays the banjo. So I'm sure there's a lot of personal jabs going back and forth between the two of them. But that's our upcoming event, Thursday, August the 15th at 7 o'clock in Melmore.
Very good.
And if you want to go up the Melmore Road, Mary Melmore Road, you can go through Plankton on your way
that's
up to Melmore.
You have to wave when you go through Plankton. Oh my.
So anyway, that kind of brings everybody up to date on the three groups that I'm highly involved with. But I wanted to share a little bit about what I did, why I wasn't here last month for my regular Wednesday. I got confused this month.